So this morning's reading, is starting from Numbers 6, verse 23, and can be found on the church Bible, in the church Bibles on page 141. Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you were to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. So they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them. And the second reading is from Ephesians 1 and it's verse 3. Spiritual blessings in Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. And this is the word of the Lord.
If you don't know me, I'm Kate, and you're so welcome. We're really glad to see you this morning in our service. I'm married to Trevor, who happens to be the vicar, and we'd love to get to know you. So I need to have my three volunteers who are primed ready. Are you ready, volunteers? Yes. So I think we need this. You can stay there for a minute. And we need this. And we need this. We need quite a lot of things. And I think we need this. And actually, Ben, is my handbag behind you? There's a pair of dark glasses in it. Right, I think we might be ready. I want to tell you the story of two brothers. One of them was a big, hairy lad. Now, are there any big, hairy lads in church today? Oh, Tom Rutter. Up you come, Tom. Let's give Tom a clap. He's actually called Esau today. So, Esau, if you could just stand here and pop that on. Esau liked the outdoors. And in fact, he particularly liked going hunting with his spear. He's quite a toughie. He liked to go out and shoot his supper. Now, his brother Jake was a little bit different. And I think I do have a Jake here. Here's my Jake. Could we just welcome Jake with a clap? Jake was a bit more of an inside chap. He was ever so good in the kitchen, like his father. And he liked to cook up a good stew, and he liked to cook up a good scheme. Now, in case you haven't noticed, life isn't always fair. Can I hear you say it's not fair? I tell you, my children didn't used to say it like that. It's not fair. Okay. And it wasn't fair for Jake because his dad had a favourite and it wasn't him. Jake really wanted his dad's blessing. So he had an idea. Can I hear you all go ding? Bit better. Can I hear you all go ding?
Ding.
Brilliant. He dressed up as his big brother. Okay, I think you can take your pinny off. And you can go off hunting for a minute. Right. Well, he dressed up as his big brother. And at this point, his father, Isaac, comes into play. Isaac gets the big chair. Isaac is very old, ever so old, and really quite blind. Can we have a little clap for Isaac? Who, funnily enough, is looking more cool than old, but we just have to use your imaginations here a bit. Now, when his big brother Esau was off hunting, Jacob stole his big brother's clothes. He took a bit of old cow that his brother had caught and he smeared it all over himself so that he smelt like he'd been hunting. I'll just leave you there. And he came to his dad, and he knelt before his dad. And his dad thought, hold it, let's just get a microphone. His dad thought,
you feel like Esau. You smell like Esau. You must be Esau.
So Isaac laid his hand on his son Jacob's head and gave him the blessing that was meant for his favourite son, his older brother.
May God give you heaven's dew and earth's bounty of grain and wine. May people serve you and nations honour you. You will master your brothers. Those who curse you will be cursed. Those who bless you will be blessed.
And that's the story of how Jacob won his big brother's blessing. I think we can give them all a clap. Thanks. Thanks, Will. Brilliant.
Really enjoy
it. Now, I wonder, do you know today that God wants to bless you? Did you know that blessing is his idea? And I wonder, can somebody tell me what blessing is? It's one of those words, you know, you go bless you when someone sneezes, but that's not quite what we mean. So, any ideas? What does blessing mean? Anyone willing to make a little guess there, Millie?
A gift that is given to you.
It is definitely a gift that's given to you. Any other thoughts? Callum.
A gift which you have got.
Yes, so it's a gift that you've been given and you've got it. Well, literally, it means speaking good over someone. And I can say something really nice about you, but it won't really change anything in your life. But God's word has power. It's the power that made the worlds. So when God says something over you, it changes you. It's the first thing God did in the Bible. God's really into blessing, and some people think God's a bit mean, but actually it's the first thing he did when he made Adam and Eve, and it's the last thing that Jesus did before he went to heaven. So 3,000 years ago, God said, I so want to bless my people, that he gave his priests a blessing to pray over them. And perhaps we could have it up on the PowerPoint, Barnaby. I want you to just look at somebody next to you, someone near you, and we're going to pray this blessing. And we're God's priests now, and we're going to pray it over each other. So you can just think particularly of the person near you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Could you have a quick look at your hand? You could look at one of your hands. In the Bible, the priests raise their hands to bless the people. And perhaps we could just have the next PowerPoint up. Oh, no, not that PowerPoint. Oh, no, definitely not that PowerPoint. Ooh. Okay, well, we're gonna have to just go with the flow here. I'm sure it'll all be fine. So, I want you, I just had a picture of this, so I reckon we can do it anyhow, to raise your hand and to draw with your other hand a little heart on your thumb. Can you do that? Just draw with your finger a little heart on your thumb. So the very first line of our blessing is, the Lord bless you and keep you. Why do we know that God wants to keep us? Because sometimes maybe we feel a bit scared or unsafe. Do you know, when my boys were little, we used to go into London and there'd be all these people everywhere. And I'd be going, where are they? Where's Johnny? Where's Connor? Where's Ben? And I'd be wanting to keep an eye on them. And if any of you kids have ever been in London, have you ever had your mum and dad shout at you and go, don't, stay close. I want to hold on to you. Don't leave. Don't run away. Because I really love my children, so I want to keep a hold on them. And that's what God's like. He loves you, and that's why he wants to keep you. My picture I had on my PowerPoint that we don't have was of Niku holding on to Madeline. And I don't know if any of you have ever noticed that Niku is quite fond of Madeline. Anybody pick that up here? And you look at any parent here holding on to their child. When do you feel most safe and secure? Maybe you can look at Anchor just with that little hand on Madeline, which is much better than a PowerPoint. And when you feel most safe and secure is when you're kept close to your daddy or your mummy. And that's what God wants to do for us, because he loves you so much that he wants to keep you near and keep you safe. The Lord bless you and keep you. What comes next? Yeah, the Lord make his face shine upon you. Now, do you think you could draw a little sun on your next finger? You can do it with a pen if your mother allows, but you might want to do it with your finger. I'm really glad to do something imaginary because I'm such a bad drawer that I quite like thinking I've drawn it well. So, once when I was at the school, one of the children said to me, and it's a question kids quite often ask me, is why can't we see God? And it's actually a really good question because, you know, here we are, God's face shining on me, I can't see God. How does that work? Well, do you know, one of the reasons we can't see God is he's so big that it's a bit like an ant sitting on the side of the church trying to see the church. Can't be done. We're just too small to see the immensity of God. But it's not just that. I remember asking this in a class, and Ruby put her hand up and she said, it's because God's so bright and burning that if we saw him, we'd die. And you know what? God is so bright and burning and holy that we can't see him. But the amazing thing is that Jesus came to show us the face of God. So you can know God through knowing Jesus, and because his Spirit comes to show you that God is smiling on you. And actually, that's what the commentators say this means. Did you know that God was smiling on you today? That he looks at you and he is so pleased to see you. He's so pleased that you would make an effort to come to church. He really loves you. Another way of saying his face is shining on us is that his favor is on us. Now, just raise a hand if you've ever worried that your brother or your sister was your mum or dad's favorite. Anybody here? Just a few. I used to worry. I used to practically measure the amount of ice cream my mum put in my brother's bowls. Now, who do you think is God's favourite? Do you think it's maybe Trevor? Callum, who do you think is God's favourite? No one. You've so got the right answer. And you see, some people think God has other people he likes better than me, other people he wants to bless. And actually, God did say about Jesus, he's my favorite son. He says, this is my son on whom my favor rests. So what about us? Well, remember Jacob, remember Jake and Esau? He wasn't his dad's favorite, but he dressed up. in his big brother's clothes. And you know, that's what we get to do. And sometimes our clothes are a bit like this old T-shirt of Johnny's. And it's a bit, you know, it's a bit scummy, really. It's not great. And I don't think I should really do anything with this T-shirt but throw it in the bin. But God is so wonderful that he takes our scummy clothes and he dresses us in an amazing, clean, white, bright clothes of the righteousness of Jesus. So you can come to God dressed up as your big brother Jesus. And sometimes we think that God forgiving us on the cross means that just our sins are all wiped away, and then we've got to try really hard and be good. But it's so much better than that. God wipes us clean, and then he puts you in the favor that he gives to Jesus. So you can come to him and know that he sees you and says, "My favor rests on you. I'm so pleased to see you." And sometimes Niku does something when he puts up a picture of Madeline, which I really love, and he just puts hashtag my heart. And you know what? That's what God does for you. He looks at you and he goes, hashtag my heart. That's how much I love you. And that is because God is so gracious to you. He doesn't bless you because you deserve it. And I have a big Toblerone here. And according to my notes, I've got to give it to somebody in the fifth row. I don't know who's in the fifth row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Kate. And she might share it if you ask her nicely later. But you see, Kate didn't get the Toblerone because she deserved it. Kate got the Toblerone completely as an act of grace. And that's how God loves us, not because we deserve it, not because we've done good. And that's why it says, "The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you." So we've just got to receive it. So the Lord bless you and keep you. Let's write that heart on our thumbs again. The Lord make his face shine upon you. Can you draw a little sun again? And be gracious to you. Could you draw a cross to remind you that it's all a gift of the love of God to you? And now the Lord turn his face towards you. Could you draw a smiley face on your next finger? Big smiley face. Last week, a child said to one of my family, "God doesn't love me. He doesn't answer my prayers." And the child burst into tears, said, "God doesn't love me, doesn't answer my prayers." And you know, sometimes we think God doesn't love us because we think he isn't listening and he isn't seeing. But just because a prayer isn't answered straight away, that doesn't mean that God doesn't care. I would like a volunteer. Who would come and be a volunteer for me? Go on, Jonah, up you come. So, give me a minute, Jonah, just to sort out my props. Okay, I have a really, really dirty piece of glass. I'm not going to do anything to you, don't worry. He's looking worried. Okay, I want you, Jonah, to read what this says on this piece of paper.
God loves me with an everlasting love.
Well done, well done. Now, do you know what? If I asked Jonah to read it without the glass, he could have read it so easily. But often we view God's love through a filthy glass and we just don't see it for what it is. And the glass we view it through is our circumstances. And somebody really amazing whose husband died, he was murdered as a missionary, said this: we mustn't view God's love through the window of our circumstances. We need to view our circumstances through the window of God's love. I had somebody come to me a couple of years ago and say, I'm going to stop coming to church unless my kid gets good results in their exams. And I thought to myself, you've just missed the point. Because actually, what about all those Christians who are giving up their lives because they're suffering so much? They have somehow grasped that they look at God's love not through their circumstances. So, let's just read as far as we've got. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you his peace. And so you should have a little finger left. Could you draw on your little finger a dove, a little bird that's a sign of God's peace? Put up your hand if you ever get worried, anxious, or afraid. I do. Well, recently my dad was really ill and I was really worried about him. And I asked God and he gave me his peace. And that's what God wants to do for us. So I want you to have a little think now about one thing that worries you. Can you have a little think? Is there one thing that worries you that you want God to give you peace over? And if you're little, you might want to tell your mum or dad something that worries you, or you can just think about it. And we're just going to give that to God because he loves to give us his peace. So, Father, thank you. You care about that thing that worries us so much. And now I just pray down the blessing of your peace on every person in this church. Your supernatural, amazing peace. Amen. And we're going to finish by writing a big J for Jesus on the palm of our hands. And if you aren't quite sure what a J is, maybe your mummy or your dad will write a J for Jesus on your hand. Because do you know what? The Bible says that when God blesses us, he writes his name upon our hands. And in a way, I love that picture of you cry and God reaches out to pick you up, because that's what he's like. And as we allow his blessing to land on our lives, he writes his name on them. That's what it says. And he wants to write his name across your life. I don't know what you write your name on. I write my name on stuff I don't want to lose. And God writes his name on you because you belong to him. And you are so precious to him. But he also writes his name on you so that you can display him to the world. Because he always is making us more like him. More loving, more forgiving, more like him. And so abundant blessing isn't just about us getting more stuff. It's about us becoming like Jesus. So, have a look at that. I want you to have a little look at that, and I want you to think, what's one line from there that I really want in my life? What do I need to know? What does God want to specially write on me today? Do you need to know that he's going to keep you safe and never leave you? He's never going to let you go. Do you need to know that he's smiling on you today? That you're in the favor of God the Father? Do you need to know that he's gracious to you? He doesn't treat you as your sins deserve. Do you need to know that he turns his face towards you and he'll never, ever look away? And do you need to know his wonderful peace? Or maybe it's just you're praying today, Jesus, write your name across my life. So we're going to have a moment to pray together. Father, we thank you for your Spirit here. And just as we pray, ask Jesus whatever line it is that you specially want in your life. Jesus, we love you so much that you should come and be the face of God shining upon us. Father, we love you that you place us in the favor that you give to Jesus. Holy Spirit, we love you that you come and bring the peace of God upon our lives. Amen.